Looks like we're live. You even look skinnier on Pick. Look at that.
Oh.
You look like you've lost a lot of weight. What is up? Fatherhood for the rest of his crew. Motherhood for the rest of his crew.
I did it again.
She cannot stop raising the roof.
I love it.
Sometimes you just can't let go of the things that make you feel good, which is why I think I'm still in this relationship. we're headed out for date night, guys, and I think it's been a little while, maybe over a month. We're trying to get one in around once a month or so. This past month we went on vacation up to Maine, and I use the term loosely, as everybody knows, when you go and you visit family, that's kind of like it's vacation. It's good to see your family, but I don't know that you call it vacation. Call it
visiting.
I think we're gonna lose you down here in this valley, and that's okay. So we're headed out to date night. Meg, where are we headed?
To Cowfish Sushi Bar.
Why are we going there?
Because there's burgers and sushi.
Why is that cool?
Because it's the best of both worlds. Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. I like sushi.
Yeah.
She likes burgers.
I like burgers. And it's like, I like cooked sushi. Like, I can't do the raw sushi.
Won't.
And you have to date your partner, because if you don't date your partner, then, well, somebody else might, so.
I'm not going anywhere. I don't really have the desire. Nor
a
the,
lot of energy to put in a relationship. A lot of effort.
A lot of effort. Stay together. just who wants to do that? Who wants to do from Clayton? What's up, Ed Nails? Maybe we should get together and hang out. Look, I'm slowing traffic down to the guy behind me going real fast.
So
we're headed out, and it's just nice to get out and hang out with each other without the children. It's nice to, we both work from home, yeah, which is cool, but we don't spend a lot of time, like, putting on clothes.
or showering.
So it's kind of like a special event. It's like a public appearance. And I imagine that's just like, who's the queen or the princess and the, they probably just wear, like, pajamas and hang out and, like,
Kate Middleton?
Is that her name?
Yeah.
She just had a baby?
A third baby, yeah.
Good for her. But I imagine it's probably the same for them. They probably, like, they just hang out in, like, princely and princessly garb, like, sweats in the house. What's that look like? I don't know. But they probably do the same thing.
Yeah, they're not, like, sitting around in tulle. I mean, that would be weird.
They don't get dressed up to sit around and hang out. But when they go out, they get dressed up. When they leave their house, because the cameras are rolling, they get dressed up. When they have to do a public appearance, they take showers. So you could say that we are majestic just the way they are. You could say that, right?
Yeah, sure.
What are you feeling, Meg?
I'm feeling excited for this restaurant. I haven't been there, and everybody says it's awesome, so I'm excited.
You've been wanting to go for a while, right?
Yeah. They have an outdoor spot, and it's, what, like 79 degrees, so it's perfect here right now.
And you were ready for a date, right?
Yeah,
I felt that in the air.
And I was, like, angry, and then I
yeah. I could feel it coming. Like,
God,
listen.
You can tell that.
I'm not, guys, you know when the shit's about to hit the fan. You know, like, where the edge is. And don't lie. Don't be like, I don't know. She's losing her mind sometimes. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. Yeah, you do. You know when the shit's about to hit the fan, because it's like, shit's just weird. You're like, I guess it's date night, and I've lost track of shit. But I called and made sure I could get a babysitter, and I didn't tell her yet. And then I was doing all this mean shit, running around doing stuff. I was like, you're going out. You're going, blah, 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 blah. I was like, oh, by the way, I got a babysitter for Saturday. She's
like, and then I was like, busted.
Yeah. Then she was like, oh, well, I guess I'll.
I'm an asshole.
Yeah, right. But guys, you know, kind of what you need to do, right? I made a post yesterday that said, you know, who knows what to do, how to do it, and still doesn't kind of have the things that they want in their lives. We all know what we're supposed to do. Sometimes we pretend like for some reason that we can ignore that stuff. Because we're like, well, that doesn't impact me. I'm different from the other people who inhabit this earth and everybody that ever came before them. No, you're not.
By the way,
no. Not, no.
Fat?
No. You're not. You gotta, not, okay. All right, I'll see what's happening up here.
Biker.
Maybe not safe. You know what you gotta do. You can feel the tension, or you can feel in the air. You've been around humans before. You're probably married for XYZ period of time. You know what your wife, your significant other's kind of going through. And don't say you don't. Because then you're like lying to yourself. You're like, well, I didn't think she was going to react this way, because she's only reacted this way every fucking time it's ever happened in your life for the past however long you've been together.
20
so,
years.
So in this scenario, it's been 20 years or so, give or take a year or so. But, you know, pay attention to your intuition. And like I said, I could tell, and I knew that it was due time. So I reached out and I contacted my higher power and a babysitter, and I said, let's do this. God, let's do this. We need to make this happen. And the result is a happier marriage, which I think that if you're involved in a marriage, you probably want it to be happier. And if not, then there are questions there.
Right.
But
good
luck to you. And as far as I'm concerned, it sends a powerful message to the children when we're like, hey, look, mom and dad, we love each other. We're going to go out and do some things for each other and by ourselves. And, you know, honor our own relationship. Honor the relationship that's there. And the kids enjoy it. They're like, they're literally like, get out.
They cannot wait for us to leave.
The kids don't want us there.
29 minutes until Jaden comes.
Hey, how long is it going to be until the babysitter's here? The clock struck. Like, it may as well have been like, the clock struck 4:30. And it may as well have been like the fairy godmother was going to show up. Like, poof. Hey, I don't know. She's
my
not.
Mom and dad, see you later.
Yeah, here are your hot dogs and green beans, guys. Enjoy. Love ya. And so, you know, the feeling is kind of mutual, actually. It's like, we love our children. Who doesn't love their children? But you...
You have to leave them to love them more. Moms, hello.
Yes. So, I mean, guys, that's what we're doing. That is fatherhood for the rest of us. And motherhood for the rest of us. Actually, Meg, I think I'm going to start you a group this week.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Are you ready for that? Is anybody ready to join the Motherhood for the Rest of Us group? Mothers out there, any mothers out there that need a special place to vent and can't be caught doing it?
You can vent,
yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't know if it gets any more real than I think what Meg shares. And I think that's the beauty of women.
Women.
They don't really view the crass crap that they share with each other. As crass as men do. Mm-hmm. You guys share some serious...
hardcore shit.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
You have to.
Ugh.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Being a woman.
Yeah, being a woman is... Ugh.
Gotta get down and dirty.
Please don't. Please don't. Take that shit to a public or a private sector. Anyways, guys, so I think I'm actually going to be starting Meg up a Motherhood for the Rest of Us group this week. And that's actually going to co-join with something that I'm going to be presenting this week, which is going to be called the Science of Getting Rich. I'm going to be doing it from the perspective of, from the fatherhood perspective. But I also don't want to exclude anyone who is interested in that. And so basically here at the deal is that... for members of Fatherhood for the Rest of Us or Motherhood for the Rest of Us, the webinar will be free. What are you doing, dude? We're right here. You don't have to watch us.
God, sorry.
Oh, so the deal is, members of that group, look, you're watching.
I know.
You put your right here.
I'm new to this.
You sure are. We'll be able to join that webinar for free. If you don't feel like joining the group, there's going to be a fee. So I'll be posting links to that. Tomorrow, it's going to take place this Thursday, EST, 7 p.m. EST. Look forward to that, guys. Thanks for tuning in. This has been our
date. Sushi and burgers!
Sushi and burgers. Where are we going again?
Cowfish. Sushi burger?
Cowfish sushi.
In Raleigh?
In Raleigh, North Carolina. Hopefully our kids, like we told the babysitter before we left, just keep them alive. We'll
just
be
keep
happy
alive.
Life.
Yeah, that's all we care about. Stay on your phone, sister. We're good.
Do your thing. Do your thing.
Just and, make sure no one dies.
No one dies. Yeah. And we'll be cool. Thanks for letting us have a good night out. Guys, thanks for tuning in. If you've got some Raleigh recommendations for things that are cool for date night, man, post them. I'd love to. We are craptastic at exploring.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sheila. We are craptastic at exploring the area. I think we are, anyways.
No, we're terrible.
We could do better.
Yeah, we suck.
But if you have some must go to places in Raleigh for date night, some adventure for date night, post them. Love to see kind of what your thoughts are, and even outside of Raleigh, just some fun ideas for date night. And if we pick yours, we'll just say thank you.
No gift card.
That's not true. I think I can make that happen.
We'll make a gift card out of it. Yeah.
All right. Like a contest of sorts.
All right,
guys. It's been fun. Thanks a lot for tuning in, and enjoy your evening. And that's it.